Actor and director Mel Gibson has apologized for making anti-Semitic remarks after he was arrested for drunk driving early Friday morning. He said in a statement he is not an anti-Semite and not a bigot, but he was drunk, according to police. A breathalyzer test determined his blood alcohol content was 0.12%, the legal limit 0.08%. So how drunk was Mel Gibson? The Explainer team at the online magazine Slate has the answer, and here is Slate's Andy Bowers.
Pretty drunk. Assuming that Gibson weighs approximately 180 pounds, he would need to consume between 5 and 6 drinks in an hour to attain a blood alcohol content of 0.12%. One drink is roughly equivalent to a shot of 80-proof alcohol, 5 ounces of wine, or 12 ounces of beer. It's not that simple to interpret a blood alcohol reading, though. To figure out exactly how many drinks Gibson had, you'd need a lot more data. You'd want to know how long before taking the breathalyzer test he'd started drinking, how fast he was drinking, and whether he had eaten any food. Moderate drinkers can metabolize about 1 drink an hour. Heavier drinkers process alcohol even faster. And in a statement, Gibson claims to be battling alcoholism. That means if a heavy drinker and an infrequent drinker have the same blood alcohol percentage, it's likely the bigger drinker has downed more beverages. Might a blood alcohol content of 0.12 cause you to lose control of your words? It can definitely impair your judgment. According to the National Institutes of Health, a reading between 0.11 and 0.20 might cause mood swings, anger, sadness, and mania. It could also affect reasoning and depth perception and lead to, quote, inappropriate social behavior, for example, obnoxiousness, unquote.
Andy Bowers is a senior editor for the online magazine Slate, and that explainer was compiled by Christopher Beam, no relation to Jim.